Washington. This is VOA News. Frenchmen believed to be among militants in Islamic State beheading. European Union seeks clampdown on bird flu. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. France claims one of its citizens is among the Islamic State militants appearing in a video announcing the beheading of American aid worker Abdulrahman Kassik. Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve identified the Frenchman Monday as 22-year-old Maxime Rochard, who left for Syria more than a year ago after a brief stay in Mauritania. Officials are trying to determine if a second French national is among the 16 jihadists in the video, which shows Kassik's severed head and the beheadings of at least 18 Syrian soldiers. Kassik was taken captive 13 months ago while doing humanitarian work in war-torn Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria are losing momentum because of coalition airstrikes against them. VOA Scott Stearns reports.
Secretary Kerry says that overall, the international campaign against ISIL has begun to have a significant impact.
The momentum that ISIL built up during the summer has dissipated. It continues, yes, to commit terrible crimes, but it has also been forced to relinquish bases, abandon training sites, alter its mode of communications, disperse personnel, and stop the use of large convoys.
President Barack Obama launched that campaign in September after the group expanded its control of territory in Iraq. Scott Stearns at the State Department.
Two car bombs targeting busy commercial areas in Baghdad, the Iraqi capital, killed at least 12 people Monday. There has been no claim of responsibility for those explosions. This is VOA News. The doctor from Sierra Leone being treated for Ebola at the Nebraska Medical Center in the United States died Monday. The hospital says Martin Celia had passed away as a result of advanced symptoms of the disease. He was the third Ebola patient to be treated at the hospital and the second person to die of the disease in the United States. Authorities in Burkina Faso have named former Foreign Minister Michel Kafando as the country's interim president. He's expected to lead a return to civilian rule. Mr. Kafando will next appoint a prime minister who will name an interim government. Burkina Faso's military seized power last month after longtime President Blaise Compaoré stepped down after protests against his efforts to change a constitution that would allow him to run for re-election. A group of 20 North Korean defectors is urging Switzerland to immediately freeze all assets of the North Korean leadership, who it says are directly responsible for human rights crimes against their own people. Lisa Schlein has more.
The defectors say legal precedents for freezing North Korean assets exist. They note such action has been taken in the past against several foreign leaders, including Bashar al-Assad of Syria, Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali of Tunisia, and Muammar Gaddafi of Libya. However, the Swiss government is not swayed by this argument. While he sympathizes with the content of the appeal, the Swiss president says he could not freeze North Korean assets without explicit instructions from the UN Security Council. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Japan's economy, the world's third largest, has fallen into recession. New data show the economy shrank at a 1.6% annual rate in July, August, and September, after an even sharper decline in the previous quarter. The European Commission adopted protective measures to try to contain a bird flu outbreak after new cases were reported in Britain and the Netherlands. The measures include killing all infected animals and banning sales of poultry products from affected areas. Dr. Colin Butter is the head of the Avian Viral Immunology Group.
There is presently an outbreak of H5N8 in Germany and the Netherlands, and we need to know now whether this is in fact the same strain of virus. Because, of course, the question is how it's got into the UK, whether this is transmitted, for example, through the wild bird population, or whether this is a biosecurity breach in a different way. And that's a fundamental piece of research that the guys at DEFRA will, I'm sure, be telling us about very soon.
EU officials say the outbreaks may be linked to bird flu recently found in Germany. Pope Francis has announced plans for his first visit to the United States next year. He'll be attending a global conference on families in the eastern city of Philadelphia. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.